Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Wife's Tale by Laurie Lansons, performed by Justine Eyre. A pretty face. Alone in the evenings, when the light had drained from the slate roof of her small rural home, and when her husband was working late, Mary Gooch would perform a striptease for the stars at the open bedroom window, shifting out of rumpled bottoms, slipping off blousy top, liberating breasts, peeling panties, her creamy flesh spilling forth until she was completely, exquisitely, nude. In the darkness, she'd beg her lover, the wind, to ravish her until she needed to grasp the sill for support. Then, inhaling the night like a post-coital cigarette, Mary would turn to face the mirror, who'd been watching all along. The mirror held the image Mary Gooch knew as herself, a 43-year-old brunette, standing 5.5 feet tall, so gilded with fat that hardly a bone from her skeleton could insinuate itself in her reflection. No hint of clavicle, no suggestion of scapula, no jag in her jaw, no scallop in her knee, no crest of ilium, no crook of knuckle, not a phalange in the smallest of her fingers, and no cords of muscle either, as if she were enrobed by a subcutaneous duvet. Mary remembered when she was 9 years old, stepping off the scale in Dr. Ruttle's office and hearing him whisper the word to her slight mother, Irma. It was an unfamiliar word, but one which she understood in context to the fairy tale world. Obeste. There were witches and warlocks, so must there be ogres and obestes. Little Big Mary hadn't been confused.